The title of this series is called Catch the Wave, and we've been looking. Roger, let's roll some of these waves, and we've learned and tried to lay on your heart specific verses that I've known that people had in their life, and it changed their life. Amen? And so that's what I've been doing in this little series called Catch the Wave. I always do a summer series in the summer, and we do t-shirts and have a good time, and that's what we've been doing. It makes it cool. Amen? These waves rolling. Here, let's look at some of the waves. We saw the big wave of faith. Say this verse with me. But without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And so the big wave of faith, we saw this. I believe God, period. Are you there? That'll take you a long way, friend. If you settle it right there and ride that wave all the way. Well, somebody said so and so and so. Well, what's the Bible say? Get on it and stay on it and ride it all the way to heaven. The great wave of grace. We saw this verse, Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And that's this. Say that with me. God loves me, period. You ought to get it down in your head that you didn't do anything to deserve God's love. But somehow we get saved and we become a Christian, and somehow then we think we're doing something to keep ourselves saved or to keep God's love. You're not. Amen? We're just a broken bunch of mess, and He loved us, and He gave Himself for us. He died for us. That's not to say that we should stay in our sins. The Bible says, God forbid. Amen? We should live for Him. But the bottom line is, He loves us, period. And we love Him because He what? First loved us. Keep looking. We saw, know the power of the wave. And that's this powerful verse that was my father-in-law's verse, Joy's dad. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Don't ever get away from the power of the cross. Are you hearing me? Ride that thing all the way. I mean, when your dead body keeps wanting to get up off that cross yourself, because we're supposed to carry our cross and follow Him, man, you get back over there and realize I'm crucified with Christ. Because that's how I live. Amen? That's how I have a life. It's all about, say it with me, Him. Period. It's all about the cross. Then we saw this verse, and this was my mother's favorite verse. I watched her with this verse. I went home this week in Rockingham, North Carolina, preached this message in Rockingham, North Carolina, midweek this week. Had a packed house, great time together up there. But this was her verse. Say it with me. Say this one out loud. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And we learn this wave right here. Say that with me. God is good, period. See, Satan wants you to think God's bad. You bad. Pick it on you. When usually it's us that screwed it up. Amen? Or somebody else, some other person that's messed with it. God's a good God. Realize, say that with me. God's a good God. That's who He is. Then last week we saw this wave roll in. When the waves turn rough, what do you do, man, when life is tough, when it's just awful? Here's what you do. Jesus said this. Say that last part with me. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And finally, we learned this last week. Say that with me. God is with me, period. Amen? So that's the waves that have been rolling in here. And you know what? If you'll grab a hold of some of that stuff, it'll change your life. It really will. I mean, if one verse has changed the life of people I've known, can you imagine what the package might do for you? Say, it's amazing. Catch the wave. Today, we're going to go on further. Now that old boy, look at him. He is looking, ain't he? Look at him. He is looking for the wave. He's looking for that perfect wave. He is ready to do whatever it takes to his body or whatever. It doesn't matter. He wants to say it with me. Our title this morning, give it up for the wave. Give it up for the wave. Now let's go to the screen and we're going to look. But here's a great verse. And I saw it. And I've known people that had a handle on giving. Okay? I've seen them. It's amazing. It's not that they brag. They never do. They never do. They live such a life. They just hang on loose to stuff on this planet. Are y'all hearing me say? And I've known a lot of them that ain't poor folk either, friend. They might have started out that way. But they got this principle down in this verse. And I want you to see it today. And this is going to be a little oddball message. I'm telling you that right now, so get ready. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Jesus said this, by the way. Hang in here with me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Does that sound good or what? Say. That's pretty encouraging right there. Shall men give into your bosom For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured unto you again. What is this saying and what are we talking about? Let's keep moving, Raj. I'm grateful, period. Can you say that with me? I am grateful, period. Now I gotta have a little more help because I'm sweating like a pig already. Here we go. I am grateful, period. Man, that's what we're going to talk about today. That's what it is that's behind us becoming givers. And don't zone me out. Here's another preacher talking about giving. It's not something I do very often. And I want you to see what kind of giving I'm talking about today. Keep looking. When you experience all of these awesome God waves like faith, love, goodness, power, and comfort, your response should be, God gives so much to me, I want to give to Him and to His kingdom work. So our response should be, because of all the things we've seen, faith, grace, your love, your power, your comfort in my life. Boy, there's just something like that surfer wants to go out there now that he knows and he wants to give it up for the wave. Amen? And that's what I want to challenge you to do. This seems to be the natural response when we look at God's goodness. But this cannot be accomplished in the natural. It takes the spiritual. It takes the supernatural. There are a lot of people, I believe most people want to be givers. I believe that. But I think they struggle with the bills, they struggle with this, they struggle with that. It is hard to be a giver. Consistently. Amen? Consistent giver. And that's what I want for you. That's my challenge to you. That's what God wants for you. Don't you want that verse? Give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. You hear these crazy preachers preach this verse. I don't think they get it right a lot of times. But this isn't a get rich quick verse. But there's tremendous truth in this verse that can change your life. 2 Corinthians 8:9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became what? Poor, that you through His poverty might be rich. I read that verse, it just draws me to Him. Makes me want to give, makes me want to serve Him. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable what? Gift. A person that says they know Christ, they love Christ, they're a follower of Jesus Christ, but they don't want to give. There's something wrong with that. Are y'all hearing me today? Say. I mean, we just take. How many of you like to spend time with people like that? They just take from you. Never give back. Do we like hanging out with people like that? Say. No. But it's funny how we play that game with God, and that ain't going to fly. Amen? God wants us to be a giver, and there's all kinds of things that's unlocked when we give. But we got to watch this whole passage. It's a crazy passage. Keep looking with me. So let's follow it. Let's go back a couple of verses. The verse we're going to look at is verse 38, Luke chapter 6, verse 38. But we got to pick it up in verse 35. Hang in here with me. We're talking about giving today. Giving it up for the way. But love ye your enemies, Jesus said. Do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. Say that last part with me. For He is kind unto the unthankful and to the who? Evil. That's the God we serve, thank God. Amen. Then he goes on to say, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. And a verse that we quote a lot of times, look at it. Judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you shall be what? Forgiven. Okay? So we're talking about giving, giving it up for the way. Pop it up. And here's some things you're supposed to give. From this passage, Jesus Christ talking. Sometimes we think, if I give some money, I got it done. You don't. Here's what you're supposed to give. Look at it. Give love, give mercy, give forgiveness, and give financially. If you are a truly born-again Christian, I'm a true born-again Christian, I believe there's something inside of us that it's called the Holy Spirit that's going to motivate us to do these things. Amen? But you can't do it in the natural. Man, how many times somebody does you wrong, you want to do them wrong. Amen? Come on. Somebody has been unmerciful to you, you want to be unmerciful to them. Amen? So let's look at this verse again. I need you to say it with me. And you might not be accustomed to doing this in church and you're visiting, but you'll be fine. Come on, say it with me. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Are you totally confused? When I wrote this, I'm like, I'm confused. All right? So let's break this verse down. This is the verse right here I want to look at. Let's break it down. We got time. We're doing good. First of all, that word give. What's that word give mean? And you got to keep it in a tense that this is written. Look at it. It means to be constantly giving. It means this is in the now, not the later. Give. Be giving. And it shall be given to you. All right? It ain't like, well, I gave 5 years ago. That's not what this is saying. You got 24 hours. Why don't you give something today? Amen? Say. Well, I gave way back when. So many people live on way back when. It ain't even funny. But you live now, man. Give. Be constantly giving. Love. Forgiveness. Mercy. Finances, man. Give and be constantly giving. Do it in the now. And it shall be given unto you. What's that mean? You're going to be given to. You're going to be given to. If you do what I'm telling you today, and it ain't me telling you, I'm just a messenger boy, I'm trying to tell you. But if you'll do what I'm telling you, it's what Jesus Christ said, you'll be given to. It'll change your life. If you give love, you're going to get love. If you give mercy, you're going to get mercy. If you give forgiveness, you're going to get some forgiveness along the way. And if you give financially, I believe you're going to be blessed financially. Okay? Don't say you're going to be rich, but I think you're going to be content. I think you'll be happy if you live your life like this. Amen? That's what I'm talking about. Get on that wave. Jesus is trying to talk to us. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man does what? Sows, that shall he also reap. If I do what Jesus Christ is telling me, it's going to come back to my good. Amen? It's going to change me. It can be huge. So given it shall be given unto you good measure. What's that mean? It means you shall be given to generously. I guarantee it. You know what? I'm probably the meanest snake in the building, honestly. Alright? But I tell you, God's worked on my heart. He's worked in my heart. Who knows where I'd be if I hadn't changed by His Spirit? And now I have wonderful friends. I have people that serve the Lord with me. It's amazing when you love and you show mercy and you show forgiveness. And you know, what kind of pastor would be if I wasn't financially in this with you? Amen? See, we give. We tithe. T-I-T-H-E. Tithe. That means a tenth of our income. Okay? It's what we do. The Clarks. But I give my wife the credit because I didn't want to do it. She wasn't raised that way. She told me the Bible didn't teach that. So we tried it for 3 months. We had a knockdown, drag out fight over it. And that was 24 years ago. Amen? And we made it. Amen? God has blessed us. And now anything I have, He gets all the credit. Do you see how that works? Say, when I become a giver, He blesses me. I have the assurance of knowing that I'm doing the right thing. Because of love and mercy and forgiveness that we share, God just brings it back to you. You shall be given to generously if you do what I'm telling you. Instead of turning me off, oh, Clark's wanting your money. I don't want your money. I already told you. Keep it. All right? I know a lot of people, well, they got money. They're so miserable it ain't even funny. All right? That's not what we're talking about here. Jesus, He's the creator of the world. You think He needed people's money? No. He's trying to help folks. And that's what I'm trying to do today. Ride the wave. Not many people get on this wave. They got the poor. They looking. And they spend their whole life like that. Boy, I'd like for somebody to get on the wave today. Then it says this, pressed down and shaken together. Boy, I like this part. Look at this. You know what that means? When I give, it's going to be given back to me generously, and it's going to be pressed down and shaken together. That means packed and shaken really thoroughly, making use of all possible space. Do y'all get what that means? How many have ever gone, you go to a place and they give you vegetables in a little bin? They've already picked them, amen? Like strawberries. Well, you go to a you-pick place and you get your little bin. I guarantee it, you're going to put more in your little bin than they put in your bin. Y'all hearing what I'm saying? Say. Isn't it amazing? I'm talking about packed. No, we're going to get some more right here. Come on, you know. Well, I'll just share something with you. So press down, shaking together. Years ago, my favorite ice cream is Breyers ice cream. Any other Breyers people in the building? Amen. Come on, there we are. We're people. We're together, baby. That's my favorite ice cream. And years ago, I'd get me a bowl. Okay? Big old bowl like this. Boy, I ate like a pig. Amen? Eat all that ice cream. But then Joy started, you know, lately, last few years, she's cared about my health. So now I eat ice cream in a cup. And so I want to show you something. Here, come on. Come on, let me have some ice cream. I don't normally do little skits or anything like this. I'm not a skitty guy. Okay, here, you can keep the spoon. Hey, can you hand me a chair, that big old black chair over there? No. I'm going to show you. This is what God... Here, Bob, I'll give it to you. Yeah. Oh, mess. We're going to make a mess on this stage. No, Bob, sit down. It ain't for you. I was just kidding. Come on, Bob. Okay. First of all, this is the wrong kind of spoon. Okay? Listen. Now, see, my wife... Now, this is the cup I eat out of at home right there. Okay? But she says... Now, she says, now listen. She says, sweetheart, you got to stop eating that big old bowl of ice cream. And so I said, okay, I'll be good. I'll start using the cup. Amen? Okay. Because I really care about my health. You know, that's what it's about. Amen? Hey. What I'm talking about. What I'm talking about right there. Uh-oh. Amen. We don't waste Breyers ice cream, do we, fellas? No, sir. Amen. We prayed on this floor today. Okay. And so this is pretty much how it looks at the Clark House, right there. Amen? Okay. That's what I'm talking about right there. Honey, you didn't know I did this, did you? It's confession time. I mean, she wonders who eats the ice cream. I said, well, I had a cup. I don't know who did it. So I blame it on Elise. Isn't that right? Amen. Here you go, Bob. Wrong guy. Amen. Can you take this outside? Hold it with both hands. Don't break my cup. Don't break my cup. Give it again. Go on out back. You can eat it. No, come back in for the message. Amen. Now, my point is this. I know that's a little silly, but that's what I was thinking about. I'll look at it. Don't spill that on a carpet. Here's my point. I think you got it. God says if we give, He's going to give back to us packed down. Did you see how good a use I used that? Make a little cup. If you'd have got me a bowl of, you got me a cup of ice cream, you'd have got me about a third of that. You know what I'm saying? I got you a cup. You didn't give me no cup. It's crazy. That's what God wants to do for us. Okay, I know that's silly, but it's true, man. That's what this means. If I become a giver, and it's not a one-time give deal. Today is Sunday. Give today. Tomorrow's Monday. Give tomorrow. Do you see what I'm saying? You've got to be giving constantly to make this work. Okay?
Well, I gave back up north and boy, they, you know,
big deal. Give now. Are y'all hearing me say? Every day, be giving constantly. Make it a pattern of your life. And it's funny. If you start doing this, you won't miss it. You will not miss it. And you'll be able to stand up here like I can do and say, not because I'm anything, thank God for a woman that taught me, then you can say, I'm a giver. Amen? And not to brag, bragging on God. Amen? Thank you, Lord. It seems like it'd be easier if I keep everything to make ends meet. How much credit does He get there? But if you actually give to His work, and you can still make ends meet, and you have overflow, guess who gets the credit then? Say, you or somebody else? Him. That's what we're talking about. Keep moving. Running over. What does that mean? It's common sense. You can't contain it all. You saw it get on the floor. Amen? Eat it. Pick it up. That's what He'll do for your life. Let's just testify right now. How many honestly would say, you know, from where you were and where you are now because of Jesus Christ, He has blessed the tar out of you. Can I see some hands? That's what we're talking about. So many people think, a lot like me. When Mama said we're going to church, I was a 16-year-old hellraiser. She'd been watching Billy Graham. She said, we're going to church in the morning. She was drunk. The only reason I got up with her was so some preacher wouldn't take our last dollar. That's what I thought. And God had to change me. Amen? And some of you might be here listening on television or the radio or something. I tell you, God just wants to bless us. That's what He wants to do. Amen? And we saw that from the hands. Shall be given into your bosom. I like this part. Literally, it means they shall put into your pouch or outer garment. In the Bible days, they wore an inner garment. They wore an outer coat, a flowing coat, or a robe. And it had pockets on and things like that. And they had a pouch they carried. Look, if you were just going to put in my shirt pocket, I couldn't get but so much, could I say? But boy, if I put on my hunting jacket, a fishing jacket, or something like that with all them pockets in it. And now you're talking about you're going to put all that stuff in my pockets. Buddy, I'm walking away with some stuff. Amen? That's what God says. He's going to just overflow you if you're a giver. And it's not just money. Love. Mercy. Forgiveness. Finances. God will bless you, man. I'm telling you, ride that wave. With the same measure ye meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. What's that say? What's that mean, plain English? The way you're accustomed to measure, that's how it's going to be measured back to you. If you're a person who gives a little bit, gives occasionally, hardly ever gives, expect that's how you're going to get it. Are y'all hearing me say? I can't believe they treated me that way. Well, look how you've been treating folk, Jack. Say, that's the way it works. This is a huge principle. If you could get it down, change your whole life. Change your whole life. It's a huge wave. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. But this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves what? Say that with me. For God loves what? Why would I want you at fellowship to give any other way if he don't love all this other mess? That's what he loves right there. Amen? He loves a cheerful giver. That's what we want to be at fellowship because we want God to love us. Amen? We want him to be pleased with us. You do it sparingly, you're going to get sparingly. Do the math. You do it bountifully, you're going to get it bountifully. That's what this is saying. You do it grudgingly?
I don't want to give. I got to give.
You do it sad? That's what you're going to get. If you do it dutifully, okay? That means I got to do it. I got to do it, but I don't want to do it. You're going to be mad. You're going to be a bitter old Christian. If you do it cheerfully, you're going to give it cheerfully. And you're going to be glad. Amen? That's what Jesus is saying. Give. And it shall be given unto you. I guarantee it. I'm talking to some of you people today. And you just turning me off. Yeah, right. I gave once. And I didn't get nothing. Yeah, because you gave once. You know? Do it every day because of what He's given for you. Do it every day because of what He's given for you. Matter of fact, if you don't forgive, you're not going to be forgiven, the Bible teaches. Boy, this could change your life. Give and it shall be given. Wow, what a way to live life. That's a way, baby. How you give it, say that with me, is how you're going to get it. Say that. This is common sense, plain English, gist of the message this morning right here. How you give it is how you will get it. Say it one more time. How you give it is how you will... Say it one more time. How you give it is how you will get it. So where are you at today? I'm not here to try to pick on you. I'm trying to get some people up on the wave. That's what I'm trying to do. Come on. Let's go, man. Give it up for the wave. I mean, it'd be great if you settled it today. You know what? I'm going to do what's right. I am going to do what God tells me to do. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to do it every day. Doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. But I tell you what, this will go a long way to helping in your family, in your friendships, your work relationships. What I'm telling you today can change your life. Amen? Totally. Jesus says give. He says give and be giving constantly. That's what He's teaching here. Live your life like this and you'll not regret it. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And don't pull that mess on me where, well, I used to give and then it didn't work because you didn't do it constantly. You undoubtedly quit. Amen? Get back on the wagon, man. Give. And it'll be given to you. I believe it with all my heart. I'd be a liar if I didn't say it because it's true in my life. Keep looking. Now here's the last thing we're doing, and you got to really sit up and pay attention because I got to fly. And it probably ain't going to work. We're going to try. Here we go. listen to what Jesus had to say after this. We pull these little stories he tells out of context. And I think it's okay. They make good points. But everything he said after this, it came on the heels of giving. Look at this. He spake a parable in there. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they both not fall into the ditch? What's that mean? Look at it. Pop it up. You can't give it up in your own strength. Keep moving. Listen, you have to see with eyes of faith if you're going to be a constant giver. The blind lead the blind, they'll fall in the ditch. Listen, if you're trying to become a giver through the natural, you're not going to make it. You've got to do it with eyes of faith. Here's what I mean. Look at this verse. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves don't break through and steal. But where your treasure is, that's where your heart's going to be. Amen? You do this by faith. If you give in the natural, that's the blind leading the blind. You both go fall in a ditch. Just a mess. Amen? You give by faith. I give forgiveness. I give love. I give mercy. I don't do it because, look at me, I'm a great guy. I do it because I have a great Savior. And that's what's required of me. And that's what I want to do. There have been many times I've wanted to strike back and lash back, even in this church. I'm serious as a heart attack. Well, I want to beat somebody's butt right out in the parking lot. But you know what? I don't believe that glorified Jesus. Amen? Say. And I know, guys, you're with me. Are you agreeing? Say. Give it up. Give it up. Come on! For who? For Him. For the wave. Keep looking. Listen, money is always, especially money is a barometer of your heart. That's the one thing you always can tell where you are spiritually. It's how do you handle your money and what do you do with your money for God's work? Giving. It's huge. Then he goes on and says this, the disciple's not above his master, but everyone that's perfect shall be as his master. Keep popping. You need to get constant giving down before you can expect to lead others. I've met with a lot of people over my ministry times if I've been serving as a pastor, and people want to lead. I want to be in charge. Why don't you give? Say. It's amazing when people are giving. They're giving love. They're giving forgiveness. They're giving mercy. They're giving financially. It's God that exalts them. Are y'all hearing me today? Say. I don't know if y'all got that at all. That's a huge point right there. The disciple's not above his master. Jesus Christ gave his blood on the cross for us. Gave his life for us. But somehow we think we can live life by hit and miss with our giving, our love, forgiveness, mercy. Finances, you can't hit and miss, man. You got to be like Him. Carry that cross. Follow Him. Change your life. Keep looking. And then this story. He's right on the heels. We use this all the time. Why beholdest thou the speck, mote, that's in your brother's eye when you don't perceive the beam or the 2x4 that's sticking out of your head? Either how can you say to your brother, brother, let me pull out that little piece of sawdust in your eye when you yourself, you behold a 2x4 out your head that's in your own eye. You hypocrite, cast out first the beam in your own eye, and then thou shalt clearly see to pull out the mote that's in your brother's eye. We quote that, but often we don't see it as giving, do we? Say, haven't we quoted that a lot? It's right in that passage. Hang in here with me on giving. And I'm going to get ugly here. I know y'all were waiting on it. Here it is. In the church, there's more judgment and focus in the area of giving than anything else. Especially when it comes to money. I wish in my life people would have asked me if I love Jesus as many times as they asked me, what do you do with the money? I wish people would have asked me, do we believe the Bible? Do we love people? But so often, and I guarantee it, the one that asks the questions the most like that's the one that gives the least. Okay, that's my experience. I know it's ugly. Keep looking. There's probably more lying and deceit when it comes to giving than any other sin in the church. God expects us to give love, mercy, forgiveness, finances. And He knows what it is that we financially make. And yet we're giving Him this pittance. God bless me! He don't work that way. Y'all listening today say, oh, you'll have a cup all right, but there ain't going to be a whole lot in that cup. And you can turn me off if you want to. If three or four of you caught this message today, it could change your life. Start giving. God would bless you. He'd fill your coat up. You'd be changed. So often people, I've met people jealous of me a little bit where we live. Anybody that knows me very well, God gets all the credit. Amen? Blame it on Jesus if you don't like where Pastor Clark lives. Amen? He owns a cattle on a thousand. He's blessed me, man. He's blessed me. Praise Him. Hallelujah. Coat. Got my coat. Look at you. You're here today. We've got a great group in the middle of summer. Who gets the credit? Our little creativity and clever signs everywhere? No. He gets the credit and the glory. Y'all hearing me today? It's huge. I deserve hell. I don't deserve anything. He chooses to bless me. I'm not trying to be ugly, but I'm continuing on with some ugly. My personal experience in over 20 years of ministry is that those most concerned about financial affairs in the church give the least. I already said that. Got ahead of myself. Listen. This message isn't to beat up on you, even though I feel like I may have done that a little bit. That's not the point. The point is, unless you change your head, and it happens in the supernatural, not the natural, you'll never get what we're talking about today. You'll never get there. You'll never give, and it be given to you, running over where you're going to fall on your face before the Lord and just praise Him because you just can't believe it. Amen? He's that kind of God. Boy, that's the wave I want. Constant givers are riding the wave and they're leading. That's what constant givers are doing. They're not enamored with church finances or concerned about who gives what. What does it matter what somebody else gives? Does it even matter? Say. What matters is what I do. Amen? Not judging. Not looking. Yeah. No. You give. And it'd be given to you. That's the simple thing here. Then we do the fruit deal. For a good tree brings forth corrupt fruit. Not corrupt fruit. Neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his fruit. We use this verse out of context so often. Well, so-and-so did this and that, and that's not bearing good fruit. Hey, this passage is talking about giving. For of thorns, men don't gather figs, nor of a bramble bush do they gather grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth what? Speaks. Fruit should be coming out of our life because we're a Christian. We're giving forgiveness. We're giving love. We're giving mercy. We're giving financially because I've caught the wave, man. Caught the wave. Righteousness is revealed through our giving. Love, mercy, forgiveness, and finances. That's how righteousness is revealed. Are you a righteous person? Then look. Mercy, forgiveness, love, finances. That's how it's revealed. What's really in your heart usually comes out of your mouth. And by the way, it comes out of your pocketbook too. Amen? If you're a child of God and you want to serve God, I believe it might be a little painful like it was with me, with my wife, but I believe it's going to come out of your pocketbook too. Are y'all hearing the message? Ooh, crazy message today. Why call ye me Lord, Jesus says, Lord, Lord, and do not what I tell you? Why do you call me Lord and you don't give? You're the Lord. No, He ain't. You're the Lord. If He's the Lord and Master, then He gets what I have. Amen? I don't feel like forgiving Him. If He's the Lord, you will. I don't feel like showing mercy. If He's the Lord, you will. He can't. You can, man. I don't feel like loving Him. If He's the Lord, you can. I don't feel like giving. If He's the Lord, you can. Are y'all hearing the message? It's a tough message. I know it's tough. Keep looking. Give it up for the wave. You'd be better off if you'd give it up for the wave. I think that's what we've established. He ends up his whole message here, Jesus does, with these last couple of verses. Luke 6:47. Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and doeth them, I will show you who he's like. Listen to me. If you'll listen to me today, and you become a giver, and you start giving love, forgiveness, mercy, financially, listen, Jesus said this is what you're going to be like if you become a giver. Look at it. The giver. He's like a man which built his house and he digged deep. He laid the foundation on a rock. When the waves arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it. Say it with me. For it was founded on the what? The rock. That's talking about giving. How many people today are wringing their hands because of subprime mortgages? In the stock market and, oh, I guarantee it, the constant giver who's giving love, who's giving forgiveness, who's giving mercy, who's giving financially, is not wringing his hands. Because God's in control of what gets put in my outer coat. Y'all listening? That's the peace that passes understanding. the world be going crazy. And I serve a risen Savior. I totally believe in Him. I'm going to ride His wave. He can keep me from hell, man, take me to heaven. He can get me through this mess I'm in. And I'm not going to quit. That's what I'm thinking this is saying. And then the last part of this verse, the giver and the talker, but he that hears and does not is like a man without a foundation, built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently the waves, and immediately fell, and the ruin of that house was what? We talk about building a house and building on the sand, the rock in the sand. The rock is Jesus Christ, and the rock is giving. Y'all listening? Giving. Giving love, giving mercy, giving forgiveness, giving financially. That is the rock. That's what I want my family on, is that rock. Not this rock of sinking sand. It's my money. I'll do what I want. I'll decide if I want to forgive them or not. I'll decide if I want to have mercy or not. I'll decide if I want to love them or not. It's me. Which house are you living in this morning? Which house are you in? We're done. Given it shall be given you. Good measure, man. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure you meet it, with all it shall be measured to you again. Can you say that to God this morning? I am what? Grateful, period. You can forgive somebody when you're grateful. You can love somebody when you're grateful. You can show mercy when you're grateful. You can give financially when you're grateful. That's where you need to be. That's the wave, man. Give it up for the wave. This old rascal right here, he loves the wave. He loves it. He loves it. That's what he wants to do. He just wants to get right out there on that. Where you at today? Tough message, but I've known some people who were tremendous givers. And I watched their life, and it's worth me spending some time with you today to get you up on that wave. I wish some of you would just take a chance, get on that old board and go, you know what? Maybe husband, wife, y'all can just talk about it and say, you know what? That's the direction for our life. That's where we're going. Amen? That's what I want in my life.